escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.7 The Fan. Diana Rossini got my attention this morning talking about the Terry McLaurin situation on her podcast. And kind enough to make a couple minutes for us to talk through the situation. Diana, what's up? How are you?
What's up, guys? I told your producer that I want to be introduced now. I don't want to be insider. I don't want to be Scoop City podcast host. I just want to be MILF. Just straight up MILF. That's what I'm going for.
What the hell?
That is such a...
I am trying out here. It is hard in the streets, guys, to keep up. But
if you start calling yourself MILF, you are going to get a lot of followers.
I'm so not a MILF, but like, look, I used to be like, I never want to be this. I'm leaning into it now. I'm like, all right, let's just do it. Forget it.
I will let Jeff introduce you as that next time you call in. No problem.
Could you imagine if, like, you didn't know the show or you didn't know the relationship I have with you guys and you're just, like, tuning in the car, just sitting in traffic, and you're like, God, these guys are being a little aggressive with this lady, you know?
You imagine, like,
do they know?
Dude, imagine Jackie Bradford from Channel 4 was like, oh, Diana's going to be on JP's show. I'll turn it on. And she turns it on, and that's the first thing she hears.
Like, what is going on with these people? It's all me. I'm the problem. It's not you guys. So, anyways,
no
we
problem.
Got so much going on. I was just having this conversation with someone this morning. It's only August 5th, and it just, I feel like we're in mid-season already in terms of just coverage and demands and stories, and obviously the hold-ins are the story, and in Washington, it's all about Terry and where they're at, and you know, the question everyone wants to know is, where is it at? Is this getting done? And I continue to say the same thing that I'm sure you guys are saying as well, and other reporters talking to you about it is, which is, everyone feels good this is going to get done. It's just really when and how close are they to striking a deal?
Mm-hmm. That's totally it. You know, I think the NFL overall don't care about all the added following and hoopla. The Commanders may not like it. You know, Terry may not like it, but the NFL loves it. I just think the deal, it makes sense for them to work out a deal. It doesn't make any sense for them not to work out a deal.
This is like, who has the stomach for it too? You know, I'm following with the Trey Hendrickson story and I'm in touch with him talking about what he's doing. And, you know, I can just tell through his voice, it's hard. It's hard to do this. These guys want to be on the field. Look at Terry. You guys are there every day with him. You see him. Like, he's a class act. He's a professional. He loves his team. He's all Washington all the time. Yes, he asked for a trade. But do we all really think Terry McLaurin wants to play somewhere else? No, of course he doesn't. And we know Washington wants him there just based on everything that he provides this offense, knowing that he's the number one weapon, and knowing all the other great stuff that fits into the culture of what Dan Quinn wants. And he is the poster child for what a commander should be. I think we could all agree. It's just, who's going to give here? Who's going to be willing to say, all right, Terry, you're not going to get the 32, 33, 34 top dollar right now, because the reality is you are 30 years old. But at the same time, Washington, you've got a quarterback on a very cheap deal. You're all in. You've got the vets signed up. They're ready to win. You went all the way to the NFC Championship game last year. You can do this year. champagne problems. This is a good problem to have, and you got the money. Maybe you're willing to overpay a bit. So I think we're at that point where it's starting to feel like we're getting closer. I just can't report right now at this moment. Like, guys, any second. I don't think it's that close.
Mm. I don't think so. One thing that I think is interesting from a time perspective, and I don't just want to bug you on Terry. I want to talk Micah and Hendrickson and everything going on. But you're starting to get to the point in time where it's starting to matter. Like, these joint practices tomorrow against a Mike Vrabel coach team matter. Like, that's some good work. Then this Monday nighter, the preseason game too, you know, the Bengals are going to put Joe Burrow out there. My guess is that means Higgins and Chase, assuming they're healthy. Like, there's going to be some real work. Does that turn the timetable up at all for Washington? Like, okay, we actually need to see what our starting offense looks like, and it's way better with 17 out there.
Well, the general manager of the Washington Commanders has ties to San Francisco. And what did we see last year?
Yeah.
What did we see with them, right? How many injuries and issues? And those players that held out and or held in were very vocal halfway through the season when they were all struggling of like, yeah, dealing with those negotiations during training camp hurt me. It's actually hard to find a player now who is like, yeah, that was great for us. It's not, it's never good. And just getting those game reps, especially at a time where these preseason games don't matter, but the joint practices are so valuable.
Yeah.
I really feel like that shifted over the last few seasons where it's become all about these joint practices. And so they're going to really see what the offense looks like tomorrow. So you got to figure McLaurin's camp is probably drooling over what this is going to look like against a very good or at least improved defense in New England, which I'll see you up there, JP. I'm headed up there right now as we speak.
Awesome. We're both going. We're flying up tonight.
Right, it'll be great. So we'll be able to see with our own eyes tomorrow, okay, this is what it looks like against the competition now, against a defense that they're not familiar with, that they don't know, they haven't prepped against, or maybe they prepped against, but they haven't practiced against. And then maybe this is where you go, okay, all right, we get it. You know, and look, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and I'll even say all the way up to Josh Harris, is weighing in on this and watching this and observing and making sure that this thing stays on the tracks. They know what Terry means. Like, that's not, I don't think this is this idea, because sometimes we see this too where it's like, man, do these guys get it? Like, I kind of feel this way in Cincinnati. Like, do you know what your defense looks like without Trey Hendrickson? Like, do we have to really run the tape back here? Washington knows the value of Terry. They really do. But I don't think it hurts Terry's camp and his side to the story if the next few days against against New England, it doesn't look great.
Yeah, you're right about that. I just think this is a time where nobody ever says it, where front offices and coaches probably don't see eye to eye. Because the front office doesn't have to care about the chemistry. The coach has to care about the chemistry of the football team. And as you spoke about San Francisco last year, it screwed their chemistry up. Last thing you want happening here is your chemistry of your team to be screwed up based off of what they had last year.
Kyle Shanahan was running up the staircase to get the deal done to like basically barge through John Lynch's office for Brandon Ayuk when things were going sour. Like, they had their own set of drama. And that's just speaking to the difference between what the coach wants and what the GM wants, right? And it's not saying that they're on completely separate pages. It's just like anything else in life. Like, when you have to be the one to deal with it every single day, like the head coach does, it definitely feels a lot heavier. And, you know, I love whenever these situations come up, just getting the opinions of others, because GMs and head coaches tend to be a little bit more rational when it's not their own team and own players. So, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people who are like, you know, Terry wants to be rewarded for what Terry's done, and that's just not football. That's just not the NFL. You know, we all want to be rewarded for what we've done, but in this league, it's about what you can do. And I think that that's part of the Adam Peters philosophy of like, yes, thank you. You're incredible for what you've done. We appreciate you because this team was you before we got Jaden. And you carried us through some rough times, but you're 30, right? You're going to be 30 in a month. So it's unfortunate, but I don't know. I have a good feeling that they're going to be able to find a way.
I think you both have said it. It just makes too much sense for both sides. And where are you going to go? Like, If this
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kind of impasse was happening in March with the draft coming. Maybe a trade could actually make some sense where you get some picks and you start to backfill. But at this point in early August with the season on the horizon, a trade doesn't make sense. Like, who helps you win now? And it certainly isn't a draft pick next year. Talking with our friend Diana Rossini here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Diana at DM Rossini, two S's in Rossini. Let's go elsewhere around the league because I think you land in the same space B and I do where I think something's going to get done with Terry. Terry's wearing burgundy and gold. The situation in Dallas doesn't seem nearly as friendly, I would say. Like, what are the chances Parsons actually isn't a Cowboy in a month?
Well, that's just interesting because, you know, when we first started talking about Terry, I'm like, yeah, this just feels good. And maybe that's just because I've been working on the Micah story where it is not good at all. Like, at least you see Buddy Baker down there talking, you know, with people with Washington. They've had multiple conversations. I don't know how great they go, but at least they're talking. In Dallas, they're not even talking to the agent. There's just this understanding that when Micah Parsons met with Jerry Jones over a day and a half span, that the conversation that they had was about the contract. And Micah, his version of it is, no, that wasn't. We were just talking. Jerry Jones's version of it is, that was a deal. That's what we do here in Dallas. I talk to the star players, we talk about, and we negotiate. And that was a negotiation. And that is where the rub is, because there was obviously a miscommunication here. And you know, you look back at Dak Prescott, for example, when he was going through his contract situation last year, and, you know, that thing went all the way up to kickoff. But if you recall, I think it was out there, and if it's not, I can share that when Jerry approached Dak Prescott about a contract, Dak said, look, I'll talk to you about leadership and the things that you want me to provide this team, but I'm not talking numbers. You can call Todd France, my agent. Right. And so there was never a negotiation with Dak because he immediately made it clear, I'm not doing this. Micah dipped his toe in. Micah played the game and got caught. And we could discuss if it was fair, unfair, but all of it. But
think about this. The NFL doesn't want to talk to a player unless the player has an agent per se.
The PA, the rules
dictate
that. How
in the hell can Jerry claim he talked to a player directly and negotiated a deal? That's illegal. And if they had a deal, it would be signed. You would have a written up deal. Word of mouth, just a talking does not solve a deal. This is where the NFL, where they get screwed at. You got Jerry Jones, one of the biggest owners out there. He's doing what he's not supposed to be doing. So as a former, union rep, that's totally illegal to do.
Well, my friend, wouldn't it be great right now if the union was, I don't know, together right now as a unit that was strong?
This they need me out there because I'll go straight here face to face with Jerry and curse his ass off for trying to think you're gonna just adjust the system.
No, I think it's important that this is discussed and looked into because it isn't right. And we're hearing a lot of stories now of how many players were in this position with Jerry, and he negotiated with them. And it is not the way to do business. And Micah is now caught. So I was told there will be no deal until Jerry Jones negotiates with David Mugalletta. Like, until those two talk, and discuss numbers, which from my understanding, Jerry is not willing to move off the number that he gave Micah. Like, what they talked about that day is what he's, or those days, that's what he's sticking with. And he's not moving right now.
That
right?
Is but just bizarre.
I do think there's a mindset, though. Money fixes all. And I'm sure at some point here, Jerry's going to go, all right, I'll just dump a boatload and let's just wrap this thing up.
Right. Talking with our friend Diana Rossini, senior NFL insider for The Athletic. Check out her podcast, Scoop City. You can listen to it. You can watch it on YouTube. You can follow Diana at DM Rossini, two S's in Rossini. I'm not going to introduce you with that other thing you mentioned, at least not yet. We're gonna have to hash that out.
We gotta work on something.
We gotta use Jeff voice for that.
Yeah, we'll let Jeff will track that.
That's a great idea. That's how let's get a sponsor too by some like nanny group or some gym or something, right? Like we can find something. Let's get on it.
The last holdout or hold in rather is Hendrickson. By far, kind of to me anyway. Maybe that's because I'm here in this market in D.C. But the Parsons thing gets the most attention because it's Micah and it's Jerry and it seems so ugly. Then I think Terry, because it's a skill position. Then Hendrickson. Is there any movement there? I mean, that's a player the Bengals need.
Yeah, no, there's no movement as of today, I can tell you that. You know, obviously that was a deal that appeared to be getting done because Trey Hendrickson and his family, they live right across from where they train, from where the team works out.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like getting ready to go for camp the next day for when veterans report because his agent's telling him, yeah, we're doing this. Like, we're in good shape. And they get two offers in a 24-hour period. Damn. And the conversations they had over the phone and discussions of what this deal would look like did not look like that on paper. So now you're a few hours away from when you have to report, and it's not at all what you were expecting, which is a 2-year guaranteed deal. He's looking for 2 years. So he's obviously upset, disappointed. He gets in his car, goes to the airport, heads down to Jacksonville to be with his family, and they're holding out. And then he decided to hold in, realizing, like, they got to probably put the pressure on here to say, like, this isn't how we're going to do this. Like, this is not right. Because, as we know, they've taken care of their star players on the opposite side of the ball, and they got the guarantees they wanted, and that's what Trey's looking for. So, look, I don't know how that one works itself out. Just because there's been no movement, like, I mean, zero since the day before the veterans were supposed to report. So, again, I think the overarching theme that you already hit on, JP, was it's been a little quiet from a football space the last 2 weeks because everyone's just getting into camp. Let's see when this thing starts picking up.
So now they kind of gave him a deal, and then when they wrote the deal up, they left stuff out. Kind of sound like LeVar Arrington and Dan Snyder, right?
It does, actually.
No, that's not what we just... There's all these miscommunications.
Yeah, you got to read that contract before you sign it.
Got to read that contract. There's a lot of lying, right? And even us covering this stuff as reporters, like, these stories are sometimes hard because you're like, all right, this person is telling me this. This person is telling me, like, even the Parsons story. I'm sure you guys saw, like, I put it out the day he requested a trade. 3 hours earlier, I put out that Micah could be asking for a trade, and everyone went crazy because Cowboy players don't do that. And that was a hard story because I got two versions, right? You got the Dallas version, you got the Micah version, and it's like, who's lying here? Because I'm not hearing the story is very different. So I think a lot of miscommunications happen this time of year, and as we get closer and closer, I think people start freaking out, and we'll see a lot of these players get their money.
Last thing for me, and maybe this is obvious, sure seems like the Terry situation is in the best place of the three hold-ins of Hendrickson, Parsons, and McLaurin. It seems like the Terry, at least everybody's like civil and polite with one another.
They really are, but that's also Terry, right? I don't know many players that are calling their coach to say, hey, I'm going to be requesting a trade, like everything he does.
Right.
And even his agent works that way. I know you've been around him, and I'm sure you guys have heard him in the media. He has a certain style, but I will say everything has come across to me very professional. And they're trying to keep it mature. Yes. And again, this plays into why Terry's great, but unfortunately, sometimes in these cases, it's not maturity doesn't always win, right? It's just really who's going to be able to get this done. And look, I think the biggest mistakes organizations make and even agents make is who's going to win the deal? Who's going to win the deal?
Right.
You know, and that's where this stuff gets gross because it's not about that. Who cares? I was actually just talking to a GM the other day. He doesn't even care. He's like, I like when I don't win it because to me, there's an advantage to that. Someone's winning that is somehow going to come back to us and help. You know, it depends on how you see it all. But
yeah.
I don't necessarily think Adam Peters is going up there like, this is my first big situation that I got to nail. I just think they're trying to approach this as business savvy as possible, knowing that Terry is going to be 30. Yeah.
Thank you for the time. We'll see you tomorrow in New England.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so pumped. I'm driving all this way just to see you, JP.
It'll be. You're just going to see Kerwin. I know the truth. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, can't wait. Bye,
right.
guys.
All Thank right, you. The great Diana Rossini. Give her a follow at DM Rossini. Maybe we'll hear from her tomorrow. We might have to replay the introduction of that interview no matter what. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.